Hey, good morning. 850 Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Hey there.
Lyrics. It's lyrics.
I don't have my headphones. What'd I miss?
It was the Go Ninja.
From Ninja Turtles? Go
two.
Ninja. I just like how he preempts us with what he's about to do with lyrics.
Lyrics.
This is what's happening. Lyrics.
Hey, do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube and type in Jim Carrey doing Vanilla Ice. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Spot on. Anyway, we'll check out your forecast in a little bit. Right now, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, ATV, boat, business insurance. It's 2020. Get your stuff insured, for God's sakes.
You're my boy, Chris.
Yeah. Go, Chris Thompson. Go, Chris Thompson.
Go. Insurance.
Yes.
I have to do the arms every time, too.
Wait, are we changing up the chant?
We could.
Let's just do the chant.
No,
that one's harder.
Chris. Insurance. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today, I do not have one lined up.
Yeah.
I do not have one.
We should just sit here in silence, Kiki. Let's give him the silent treatment.
Let's see if we can get the alarm to go off.
Does it take 30 seconds for that alarm to go? Hey, Pat, come in here real quick.
Oh.
Hey, we got a famous guy in the studio. What's up, Pat?
What's up, man? Pat Moody.
We're live. No F-bombs, Pat.
Yeah, don't swear, Pat.
Do I have to use Kiki's mic? Is that the deal?
Yep. Yeah. We're going to share a mic.
What's new with Pat Moody?
Not a lot, man. I was up all night. Well, not all night. Mm-hmm. Had to work late last night on that Twin Cities Harbor story. So
sorry, are you
didn't get home until, you know, like 9:30, and then wrote until like 10:30.
Are you retired or no?
No.
I was gonna say.
I'm retired from the air.
I'm retired from the air.
Because, man, you're around a lot for being retired.
Yeah, he's still slaying stories.
You
can still get all the same stuff that you did before.
Actually, you can get more.
He's got more time.
Exactly.
Pat walks by our studio and flips us off every single morning.
Well, hey.
He's a real son of a bitch.
Citizen salute.
That is.
You know?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's the only way.
Yeah. any vacations coming up?
A couple of family weddings this year, though. I got to go to Virginia for one. I have to go to Northern Michigan for another one. So,
Nice.
Nothing fancy. We already did, you know, one big long one back Christmas and New Year's. We went down to Texas to my brother-in-law's, and then went to the Rose Bowl parade in Pasadena.
Oh, very nice.
Because I had a brother who had two kids who were in the Pearland, Texas marching band in the parade.
Nice. Oh, nice.
So I logged 5,160 miles on my car and traveled through 16 states in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
See, Brock, that's
including
what happens.
Including Springville. I was down in Springfield,
that's
Missouri.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
I got recommendations from Kiki on where to go and had some good dinner that night that we spent down there. So.
Yeah.
Hooked up with all your friends?
Yeah. She wouldn't dare do that. She goes, you wouldn't wish that on anybody. You know? Just don't tell anybody that he's in town, man. Just don't tell anybody.
There's now a statue of Pat's mustache in Springfield, Missouri.
Right.
In 16 states.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, actually, think about that. Where's that one part where you can stand in four states at once?
It's like Utah and Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico, I think, or whatever.
Your mustache could be in at least two at once.
Right.
At one time.
Your mustache could be in two states at one time. That's pretty damn impressive.
Can we get like a statue of the mustache up front?
I think so. We gotta get something going.
It's deserving.
No, we need to just, one of the bushes out front, we need to shape it like Pat's mustache.
Or you could just go over to, you know, any retiring car wash and just get some of the things, you know, the flower.
Oh, that clean your car.
Yeah. Exactly. Just hang it in the lobby. You go, what the hell is that?
That's Pat's mustache. All right, stick around. We got your dumb vocabulary right now.
Rock 107 WIRS.
I already hit it.
Welcome.
I already hit it. Here, we got to go back.
Moron.
Change that. Change.
This guy's
all right. Your dumb
one.
Vocabulary. Soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen.
I was distracted by Pat's mustache. Soup kitchen.
You have soup in your mustache.
All right. I don't know. I have no idea.
Soup kitchen. No, none of you guys are going to get this.
I know.
Why would you pick it?
Are we supposed to give you the definition?
Yeah. What do you think a soup kitchen is, Pat?
A soup kitchen.
I know what a cup of soup is.
I'm just trying to figure his angle because I know it's going to be some bizarre angle.
Right. You know it's not actually a soup kitchen.
No.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be silly.
Soup kitchen. Something that's soupy. Something that goes in a bowl.
You got me, man.
Soup kitchen. It's when there's an orgy of homeless people in your car.
Why would that happen?
Pants in the studio.
What is that? Mike and the Boys?
Yeah. Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Example, make sure you lock your car, otherwise a soup kitchen's going to happen.
You should lock your car anyway.
Exactly, because you don't want soup kitchens.
How many times do we have to hear from the police around here, lock your car? I mean, night after night after night, people are getting their cars, you know, broken into, ripped off, and then they wonder, whoa, what happened?
And Pat's got to write a story about it.
Yeah. And I got to write another story, because the cops want you to stop leaving your things
check
unlocked.
Out Town Crier Wire later on. Pat reports on the soup kitchen break-ins here in Southwest Michigan.
Rock 107.